Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? It's the best bits. Morgan here. This is Just the Bits. You heard Best Bits Part 1 with Scuba Steve, but this is Just the Bits where I will intro them and you can hear them back in case you missed them this week, or maybe you just want to listen again. Whatever you like, that's what this is here for. So we are diving in. Anna Kendrick came on the show for the first time, and she talked about her brand new movie, but she also shared that she doesn't like to watch her own movies in public, and I thought that was super interesting, and she just seems like a really awesome person. So here is the interview with Bobby and Anna Kendrick.
Number 7. Go! On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Anna Kendrick.
Hi, Anna. I'm Bobby. Good to see you.
How are you?
Hey, doing pretty good. I have a couple questions for you. When I heard we were going to talk, and I was reading about this movie, because this is such a dramatic role, do you have to go in that morning already preparing to be sad or angry or hurt? Because, you know, I come in, I do this show for 5 hours, and I got to come in with some sort of mindset. When you're playing a role like this, is it different?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I do think, like, the idea of coming into work and being like, man, I got to be sad today is like a kind of hilarious and perfect way to think about it. But yeah, I think that there were some scenes that I was a little bit like, you have to ramp yourself into it. You know, it's a weird thing because you are at work, you know, like I think that there's a myth around film sets as though these perfect artistic bubbles, but they are like just an outdoor office at the end of the day. So it's a really bizarre thing to like go to work at the office and, you know, be like, good morning. Oh, how are you? How was your weekend? And then be like, oh, I have to have a full blown panic attack in like half an hour. And I have to do that all day. So it's definitely a strange thing, but, I remember Mary, the director at one point, pulling me aside before we started filming and being like, just so you know, if there's ever a moment where, you know, things feel like too intense for you and you need to step off set for a while, like just always let me know. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. I'm not really that kind of actor where it, you know, kind of gets away from me, but this was probably the closest to that, you know, cause this is, this film's very personal to me. And so I think that I knew that like living in that and bringing up some of those experiences in my body again would be tricky. It was exciting, and I also felt like the crew was so sensitive to the process because everybody that came to work on the movie kind of came to work on it because they read the script and they had a similar experience. So they were really understanding, and I felt very held by the crew, if that makes sense. And that made it a lot easier. You know, when you feel safe like that, it's a lot easier to kind of like get into that mindset. You know, you don't have to like push for it. It like has permission to come up. Sorry, I'm being very, I'm doing a lot of like actor speak, which is annoying, but you know, that's how I felt about it, I guess.
If you're crying in a scene and it's very emotional, it could be either Alice Darling or anything else you're doing. If it's very emotional and they go, all right, cut, can you just go, all right, give me a cannoli and I'll take a Mountain Dew? Or again, does it take a little bit of time to come out of that because you have dedicated yourself?
Oh my God. Well, first of all, I feel like a cannoli and a Mountain Dew is going to be the order for sure. That's so specific. Is that a combination that you're fond of, sir?
I know. It just was me going, what sounds fun? What sounds the opposite of crying? A cannoli and a Mountain Dew. It just came out.
Yeah, that is the opposite of crying. I mean, yeah, I am pretty much like the cannoli and the Mountain Dew, or I am now that I know that specifically I should order that. That's what's coming. But I think it depends on if you're like about to roll into the next one, you know, you might just kind of like keep your head down and stay in the space. But yeah, like once you've moved on from the scene, also you're so elated to just be done with it, to be like sort of done being in that space, that you do get this like adrenaline afterglow thing, you know, that like the hard part of the day is over and now all I have to do is like walk down a hallway. It's yeah, that's the best feeling.
You're very polite, although you did call me sir. Do I look like I'm 60 or something, Anna? I'm now I'm self-conscious of it.
What, because I called you sir?
Yeah,
you
like I'm really 60. Yeah, do I look 60 or something? Be
no,
honest.
I was trying to be adorable, sir.
Oh, but okay. All right, good. I didn't know.
But now I've made you self-conscious.
I was like, oh no, she thinks I'm an old man. okay, ma'am. Can I call you ma'am?
Yeah, you can call me
love
ma'am.
Love it. Now, I'm a big fan. You're hilarious. You're also able to be extremely emotional. When you're a kid and you're learning range, like at what age do you start to learn actual emotional range? Do you do it at 7, 8, 9 years old, or is that something you get to do later in life?
As a kid, I was more in tune with like other people's feelings. So it was like reading people was kind of the move when I was a kid. And but I was definitely good at figuring out like what people kind of wanted, you know, and being like the kind of apple polisher, if you will. So it has actually been an interesting few years for me because especially after, you know, being in this really horrible relationship and, you know, things kind of falling apart, it felt like, oh, maybe it's time to sort of investigate what's going on in this direction. The range thing, I don't feel like I'm not really answering your question, but I don't feel like I had like a lot of authentic range when I was like 7 or 8, but I definitely knew, like if I was in like a school play or something, I definitely knew what people wanted me to do and I could sort of like fake it. And like getting to a place where it's you're kind of safe enough and comfortable enough to like, oh God, I'm really trying hard not to use phrases like go to that place, because it's such like actor speak. It sounds so horrible and corny, but that's been really, again, like challenging, but really rewarding.
Anna Kendrick is on with us right now. Can you, when you watch the movie back, first, the quick question is, will you watch it all the way back in a theater that's not like a premiere? Will you just go and watch it?
Like out in theaters?
Yeah, just like you're just gonna go.
I don't think I've ever done that. Okay. Yeah, people talk about doing stuff like that. I've never done that. I think I'm in the way that like, I don't throw myself birthday parties because it's like, oh God, what if nobody shows up? Like the idea of going to a theater where something's playing and it being empty is just too heartbreaking. So I don't think I've ever done that, but I did watch this movie in like a screening room before it premiered, but I was sort of, it was more worky. It was like, you know, making changes to the edit and stuff. But I, watching it at the premiere at the Toronto Film Festival was really fun, because like hearing the audience fully gasp, like hundreds and hundreds of people just like gasping at these things that are so small and intimate, and you're worried that this is such a small story that it won't evoke enough of an emotional reaction, was really exciting.
We have 60 seconds. I want to run through. Just give me a quick answer on these. Who is the coolest person who watches your story on Instagram?
Oh my gosh. Who follows me on Instagram? Oh, well, I know that Pete Holmes just followed me on Instagram. That's so good.
I like
maybe
that.
He watched my story.
Your favorite movie as a kid?
As a little kid was Hocus Pocus, and then by the time I was 12, it was The Women.
Why the 47 and Anna Kendrick 47?
Because one time somebody called me AK-47, and it's a nickname much cooler than I deserve.
And the final question, who is an actor that you didn't know before that you worked with and you thought they were so funny that you couldn't get enough of them just being hilarious?
Well, I just worked with Tony Hale, and everybody already knows he's hilarious, but I would just like to let the world know he's just that funny in person as well.
Anna, you're awesome. Thank you. We can't wait to see the movie, and I hope it sells so many tickets, and I hope the story resonates with so many people, and thank you very much. Just a big fan.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Amy's son has his own radio show, The Stevenson Show, and I should say that lightly. It's not like a full-blown radio show, but he likes to record things, and Amy brings it in for us to hear, and they are so funny. And this one is no exception. He was sharing hygiene advice, and he has a very catchy phrase that he quoted, said. I'm not really sure. I think it's his own. So basically, if you use this quote moving forward, it is a Stevenson original, and I hope you enjoy this as much as we did.
Number six.
Amy's son, Stevenson, now does a mini version of a radio show. It's called The Stevenson Show.
The Stevenson.
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 Radio Show.
Hi, it's Stevenson. Today we're talking about hygiene and smelling good. Always remember to brush your teeth, take a shower, put deodorant on, and don't forget to spray on some cologne. One skirt, make the girl flirt.
Stevenson.
Stevenson.
Radio Show.
One squirt makes a girl flirt.
Attaboy. Right. That's nice.
He got cologne for Christmas. So that was the inspiration behind that episode. And when he got the cologne, that's what he said. One squirt makes a girl flirt.
Did he make that up?
Yeah. That's all him.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
This week was the iconic Dolly Parton's birthday, and for her birthday, in honor of that, we decided to share some time she's been on the show and some stories that she shared with us, and all of them are so good. And if you haven't heard these, this is my favorite because she talked a lot about how she wrote two of her hit songs on one day, how she didn't know what was going to happen with I Will Always Love You, and just there's a lot of cool stuff about Dolly Parton in here that you may have missed before when she was on over the course of like the last, I don't know, 7 years. So here is the interviews with Dolly Parton, but more importantly, we are celebrating the queen. It's basically Dolly Parton birthday month. So here it is. Happy birthday again, Dolly Parton.
Number five.
Dolly Parton's birthday today. Dolly is timeless. I don't think I would know how old she was unless it was in front of me. Because she seems 50 and 90 at the same time.
Yeah.
Like she seems like she's been around forever, but she also has the spunk still that I'm like, maybe I'm guessing too old. How old do you think Dolly is, Amy?
Oh, man.
I know.
Okay.
Timeless. Dolly's timeless.
Right. So I'll go with 80.
Eddie?
75.
Lunchbox?
I talked about my wife the other night, and I said 73. She has to be 73 years old.
She's 77.
Oh.
Okay. Whoa.
Sorry. Happy birthday, Dolly Parton.
Dolly.
Dolly Rebecca Parton was born January 19th, 1946, in a one-room cabin on the banks of the Little Pigeon River in Pittman Center, Tennessee. What do you think Dolly's number one streaming song is of all time? Amy?
I Will Always Love You.
That comes in at number four. From 1974, I Will Always Love You, a song she wrote, recorded. Did not know Whitney had recorded it really until she was driving in her car and heard it come on the radio.
Yeah, awesome.
She told us that story here on this show. Lunchbox, Dolly's biggest, most streaming song.
There's only two options here, and the number one song is Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream, number three.
Oh!
1982 with Kenny Rogers.
Damn.
Also was a pop song.
Picked the wrong
it
one.
It was so big. Eddie, there are two songs still.
Yeah.
It's Dolly's birthday. What is her biggest streaming song?
Bones, I believe it's going to be... let's go Jolene.
Number two, Jolene.
Dang it!
It's crazy you guys did that. 1974, Jolene. Her number one streaming song forever, all time, 1980, 9 to 5.
Oh. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
The one on top five we didn't get to is Here You Come Again.
Here You Come Again.
So here are some things we learned about Dolly over the years in our interviews with her, our top five here. At number five, we talked to Dolly, and she revealed to us what she requires on her tour bus. Here you go.
They usually just, I just need water or like fruit, like a fruit plate, like cheese and fruit. But that's more for people that come in and out. For myself, I just have mostly what I want on my bus anyway.
At number four, Dolly told us she will write songs everywhere, and sometimes they'll come to her in a dream.
If I'm taking a bath, I always got either a little tape recorder or something where I don't want to forget that line. And I'll sometimes dream a song.
Really?
Wake up and say, you better write it down, because I used to think I'd remember, but you don't. So it's best to do, you know, to write it then.
Number three, Dolly told us she doesn't like to fly. If it's absolutely possible, she travels by bus.
I don't like to fly. I get motion sickness. I don't like that helpless feeling that I can't get out if I want to. I travel by my bus when I can. And when I do fly, we usually fly private jet. It's really hard doing commercial anymore just because it's such a zoo. I just take my bus anytime I can.
Dolly talked about writing Jolene and I Will Always Love You on the same exact day.
In 1972, I think I wrote it. So at the same time I wrote Jolene. That was a good writing day.
You wrote this for the same day?
Yeah, I believe so. It was right in that writing period of time because I remember all my paperwork. And, like, they came out pretty close, you know, at the same time. So everybody said, boy, what was you taking? That was a good writing day.
And this was what I was talking about earlier. So Dolly was, you know, super popular with I Will Always Love You from 1974. And they reached out and said, hey, can we use I Will Always Love You for the movie, The Bodyguard? And she goes, yes. But then she heard nothing about it. That was just it. She just said yes, and away they went. And then, boom.
So I sent it, and I hadn't heard anything more about it until I heard it driving from my office to my house in Brentwood. I just heard Whitney saying, if I did the acapella part, and it wasn't ringing true. I thought, well, that's weird. And it was only when she went into the course of it that I Will Always Love You that I realized what I was listening to, and it was so overwhelming I almost wrecked. And I have to honestly say that is one of the biggest thrills and one of the most overwhelming feelings I've ever had about anything in my life.
So cool.
It's so cool that Dolly comes in about once a year and we just get to sit down and do this. And every year we celebrate her birthday by talking about the coolest things about her. But she, it's like her, I can list them on one hand basically. Reba, Garth. Maybe just those three, where you meet them and you go, oh, like I can't describe it, but it makes sense. They're massive superstars.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have to be talented, but it's how they communicate. It's how warm they are. It's how approachable they are while still being a superstar. And Dolly's the best. It's awesome. It's been super cool to get to know Dolly over the years. Happy birthday, Dolly. 77 today.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
It finally happened. Lunchbox got his roof repaired. And I know that his wife and his kids are so excited that they have their normal house and their normal heating back again. So this is very exciting. Lunchbox shared the news. He kind of dropped the bomb on us, like out of nowhere. Just, oh, by the way. So here he is giving us an update on the roof.
Number four.
This is from Javier in Austin, Texas.
I just wanted to see any updates on Lunchbox's
claim and roof situation. Also, I wanted to say that Lunchbox is the Ben Stiller of iHeartRadio, and I love his cringe moments. I can't stop watching him. Thank you. All I do is win.
He loves you. He loves to cringe.
Great call.
Yeah, and I cringe too, but it's in the best way. Like, I think
it's a positive cringe.
People, a lot of people attack you. A lot of people love you. You're very polarizing. But what you do is awesome for the show, right, everybody?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And 100%. And as much as we fight, if we actually didn't, if Lunchbox and Eddie didn't actually like each other, neither one of them would be, or one, I would kill one of them or fire one of them because we can't keep that. But
and it'd be Eddie because I've been here
absolutely
longer.
Well, no. Just being here longer doesn't matter, but yes.
But I'm more important.
Okay, but, sure. But so it's all, even when we fight, it's all like genuine, like friendship, and we do not get along sometimes. Even Eddie and I don't, even Amy and I don't get along sometimes. So everybody that's like, man, why do you keep him on the show? I hate him. I get it. But he actually fills that role pretty good. I mean, he creates the role. It's the cringe role. What do you want to say to that, Cringy?
I'd like to say that my roof is fixed.
It is?
Yeah.
All the way. Breaking news.
Yeah, we didn't know this.
Well, I mean, I told you I had a...
Yeah, but you didn't tell us it was done.
Well, yeah, over the break.
Breaking news! Go ahead.
So I brought roofers out. I brought three or four roofers out. Got different estimates because Amy always says don't go with the first one. And they fixed my roof.
No, she doesn't say don't go with the first one. She says don't only listen to one. Like get a second and third opinion.
That's different.
Yeah, the first one
you
might
can go
be
with the
one.
First one. Oh, my gosh.
He misunderstood.
Okay.
Well, I had three or four come out, got some estimates, and boom, picked one. And it took about 2 weeks, but no fixed. Holes in the roof. There's shingles on the roof. And let me tell you. It's kind of toasty in my house now.
Because the heat actually works?
Yeah.
So, which one did you go with? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
I was number 2.
So, did number 2 give a better deal than number 1, or did you just not go with number 1?
No, number 2 just was cheaper.
And do a better job?
I don't know if they're doing a better... How would I know? Because I didn't have number 1 do a job. They were
no,
do
but
the,
like... It doesn't matter. Thank you. I'm glad you
their quote
fixed.
Was cheaper, so guess what? I didn't have to spend all the insurance money.
Oh boy.
Hey. I don't.
Payday.
Let's just say, hey, a little $2,000 in my pocket.
$2,000?
Wow.
Okay. I have nothing to do with this.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
You all love hearing about the kids of the show members, and it's really fun on this one because Eddie shared a story about a basketball hoop getting broken at his house. And Amy also shared a story about her kids fighting over food. So a lot of parent stories and a lot of things going on in the households. And if you listen to the Best Bits Part 1, you just heard how Scuba Steve has a new kid. They welcomed a brand new baby girl in New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, around that time frame. But you can hear all those details on there if you want to check that out as well. But for right now, this is Eddie and Amy sharing some kids stories.
Number 3.
Let's start with Eddie, the dad. He's got 4 kids. He's always bringing us stories of being a dad of 4 boys, which is crazy. There's 5 men, 5 boys, 1 woman.
It's terrible.
It's got to be terrible for her, sure. Eddie, what's your latest story?
Guys, I need your help. It's a bad one. So our neighborhood, we have about 10 kids in there. And they sometimes we go to other people's houses. Sometimes they come to our houses. Well, I look in my backyard. There's 10 kids back there. The whole neighborhood's back there. And we have a little basketball hoop. And one of the kids I see goes for a slam dunk. He pulls the whole thing. The hoop snaps, like from the base, snaps. And they're all like, I walk out there and like, what happened? And they're like, oh, so-and-so broke the basketball hoop. And he goes, sir, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I will give you $5, $50. I have $50 in my wallet right now. Just don't tell my parents, please.
Ooh.
And I'm like scratching my head. What do I do?
So, okay. You can either take the money. You can tell the parents. You can do nothing, but then you're out at basketball hoop. How old would you say this boy is? Just a random, estimate.
A guesstimation, I would say he's 10.
He's got $50.
Maybe 11.
So what do you, you haven't done it yet. You haven't made your mind up yet.
No, I just said everyone out. Get out of my backyard.
Lunchbox, what would you do?
I'd take that money and say you got to be a little gentler on the goal.
And this is a learning lesson?
Learning lesson. And don't tell your parents.
I'm going to go to you first. Say that first. We'll go right to that as being your answer. Lunchbox?
No, you take the money. Listen, the kid has to learn. When you break something, you break it, you buy it. You go to an antique store, you break it, you buy it. They have signs all over. And so he came into your house, he broke your antique, he pays for it.
So you want to take money from a 10-year-old, and that's cool?
Hey, a 10-year-old wants a toy, they got to pay for it, right?
Do you call the parent and say, hey, I'm going to take the money from the 10-year-old?
No, you just don't tell the parents.
That's what he said, don't tell my parents.
Yeah, that you don't want to get him in trouble.
It's just weird if he ends up telling his dad, yeah, Mr. Eddie took $50 from me.
And yes. Then they'll come knock on your door and be like, why'd you take my son's money? Well, he broke my basketball goal. Sorry.
Amy?
No, I'm not taking the money at all. I'm either just taking it on as my responsibility because it's my goal and I had kids over playing.
But did you have kids over playing?
Well, they just made their way back there. That's I didn't
point.
Invite them.
That's my point. They came over to his yard and broke it.
Okay. Oh, well, true. Okay. Well, I'm probably still just going to take the pitch.
This
is hard. I guess I didn't end up talking to the parents, but also not to make them pay for it. But hey, if your kids are, talk to your kids about just asking before they come over and play with stuff.
So no money.
Yeah.
No money.
No money. Especially from a kid.
Okay.
I don't want
to. You can always call the parent and try to get the money.
No. Right. I don't even want to do that.
That's what my wife wants to do.
Oh.
Oh,
that's her option. Her option is like, I want to talk to the parents and ask them to pay for the goal.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just take money from a kid. I think that is a general rule. You can't.
Say no to that one.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay.
And I don't know that you call the parents.
That feels weird too.
Because they didn't do anything illegal. And they were just, your kids probably said, come over. Like your kids are an extension of you.
Yes. I'm responsible for them and their actions.
I think you have to just be responsible for the broken goal, but you can also make your kids responsible because they did invite kids over without permission and go, well, the goal's broken, and if you guys want another one, you're going to need to do X, Y, and Z to make the money to get a goal back. I think
knock on that kid. Take that $50 from the kid. That's how you earn it.
No, the learning lesson is with your kids, not the kid who broke it.
Okay. That's good.
I wouldn't buy them another goal until they do enough work to make up the money for that goal.
So let's say Eddie's kid's over to a friend's house and breaks the window. No money? The other kid has to pay for it?
I would say that's a little different because the kid was playing basketball. He just dunked it hard, which is a basketball move.
Yes, it's a dunk. People do that.
Yes, and a window is a complete either accident or being irresponsible. This feels like it was just hard basketball. So difference, but even then I don't know that... But this situation only, you don't take the money from a kid because all of a sudden you're the guy that took the money from the kid.
Well, I didn't take the money from the kid, so I think that's too late for that. What am I going to do? Go find him down the street and be like, hey, come over here. Where's my $50?
Right.
Bad look.
That's real bad. Yeah.
Pull up in the car and be like, hey, kid, come over here. Give me that 50.
Where are my $50?
Hold some candy out the door. Be like, hey, kid, come here. I got some candy for you. Where's my $50?
No.
So I don't think you tell the parents. They were invited over by your kids.
Okay. So
I think it's your kids who are the ones who have to suffer for this.
And if they want a new goal,
they have to raise the $50. How much it really cost?
Ooh, it's probably about $200.
Yeah, it's more than that.
Yeah, it
maybe $150. I have to price it. I don't know.
Yeah, that stinks. Okay. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you. Don't take anything from a kid.
Yeah, don't do that.
Eddie the Dad. Amy, you have two kids. What's happening with your kids?
Well, now we're labeling food like they own this fridge and that they're college roommates or they put their name
on their own special foods.
Right. But
do they buy the food?
No. I buy the food. But it's like now they're territorial over who technically likes the food more. And so it runs out faster if the other one indulges in it. I mean, so we're starting to label food and
who
I don't
started
understand.
That between those two?
Well, I think it all started with milk. Different like types of milk.
But who was the kid who came up with that idea first?
Oh, Stashira.
Because Stevenson drinks too much of her milk?
Yeah, well.
Her milk.
Yeah, it started with milk, but it moved to other categories like Nutella. So stuff in the pantry is also affected.
So you open the door and it just says Stevenson's Stashira on everything.
And then Stashira's also started to just move food to her room. Because
hilarious.
I got her a mini fridge and... Well, she got one for her birthday, you know, a year or two ago. And so now she's starting to store things in there. And
what
I'm like, hey,
what are you doing with this situation? How do you as a mom?
I remove the labels and say, hey, no, and where's all the grapes I just bought? Like, they're upstairs. So, I mean, because I'm eating this stuff too. So I just set the record straight of like, who's really buying this stuff? And we can all share. And guess what? If we run out, we put it on the grocery list for next week and be grateful for that.
Yeah, and if they want to buy stuff themselves, it's a different story. I think you can label it. If they spend their own money.
Yeah, like sometimes I make them spend their own money on talkie.
And that's
Fanta.
That's their talkie and Fanta then.
Right.
And I think that's a good lesson.
But then they still have to ask permission.
to eat it.
Yeah.
They bite it, then ask permission.
Well, they can't, because listen, they'll eat it.
What kind of government is this?
Yeah, that's all
house.
They will eat.
Dang.
Well, because they get stomach aches from it. Yeah. And then, but then they'll eat it and they'll, now they know what they're doing. They're like, it's okay. I have time tomorrow to pay for it. Like,
I do that with my wife. And I'm like, it's okay. I can eat the candy. I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Yes.
It's Saturday. I do that crap all the time.
Yeah, so Cher's like, actually, I have a half day at school. We're good.
She's like, you know, you're going to get sick from eating, my wife. You know, you're going to get sick because you're mm-hmm. eating all this. And it's like, yeah, but I don't have to work tomorrow.
Good.
Yeah. She's like, is that seriously your answer? I'm like, yeah, if I'm in pain, I'll just lay in the bed.
Right.
Yeah, I felt him. Mm-hmm. Okay, I like it, though. I like that she is...
No.
Okay, never mind, I hate it.
We don't like
never
it.
Never mind, I hate it. Okay, well, thank you guys for your parenting stories. Yeah. I appreciate it.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Old Dominion was on the show this week, and I always love when they stop by because they are such great guys, and on top of that, they always kill it whenever they performed. And not only did they perform their new song, Memory Lane, but they also performed their first hit and their latest hit, and they performed a song that one of them co-wrote, because I don't know if y'all knew this, but Old Dominion, they're all basically bomb songwriters for themselves, for the band, and for other people in Nashville. So this was a really cool interview for a lot of reasons, but more importantly, the performances, which are all up on YouTube, Bobby Bones Show. You can go watch them because I don't believe we can put them on here, so I'm not going to tease them for on here. But you can go watch them, bobbybones.com or YouTube, and they are all up there for you to enjoy. I promise I'll keep them up there as long as I can.
Number two. Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Old Dominion.
What's up, fellas? Good to see you guys again.
What's up?
As always, you know, massive fan of your music. Like most of you as people, so it's pretty cool to have you in here.
Who don't you like?
Just
like
no, us. That's a whole different segment there.
He hates me. No. I'll tell you guys later.
Let me ask you this question, Matthew. There's five of you, and it's hard for us to get together when it's not predetermined by like a month.
Sure.
If it's ever like, okay, can we all? It's difficult. How do you get everybody together if it's like, guys, we need to get together and do this with five schedules? You're all really good at other things as well as being in Old Dominion. Is that difficult?
It can be difficult.
Yeah, most of the time it's a text thread, I think, that gets mm-hmm. through to everybody.
Do you have a text thread that is just you five with yes. nobody else?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's actually called just the five of us.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a text thread, though, of just the four without Jeff, maybe? And it's like...
there's probably a text thread, but he doesn't with just the four.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's five everyone. Different of those.
Every permutation.
How else do you talk about
it? Yeah, you got to be careful not to switch threads.
Yeah.
Wrong
thread. Yeah.
Well, there is a text thread of the entire show without me.
Yeah.
And I encourage it because I think they can get, you know, they can share frustrations. You know, I have a spy in there. There's a lot of things. So, but they do have a text where they talk about stuff all the time without me in it. And I'm cool with that. Is there a four-person one with one of you not in it that any of you know about?
No, I'm surprised that there hasn't been like a misfire.
Yeah,
a misfire. Yeah.
Text misfires are the best.
That says a lot. That says a lot.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, you gotta complain about somebody at some point.
So. Well, you guys do in the text thread. Any sort of creative, like song ideas? Will you throw that there, or is that for a different place?
No, there's never really song. It's always the dumbest, most juvenile jokes that you can possibly think of.
Not naked parts. You ever do that? Check this out.
No.
Oh, God,
what's
please.
This rash?
I hope that never happens.
No?
What's this rash? Right. Have you guys ever had this before?
Okay, Old Dominion's here, and we have a lot to do today. And so if it's cool with you guys, I know... The new song came out. It's great. I love it.
Thank you.
If you wouldn't mind, can you perform that? Are you guys accustomed to playing this?
Yeah. We could find out.
When you walked in, was the first time.
Yeah.
This was the second time I've ever tried to play this song.
In this form, yeah.
All I know is that when I walked in, Brad was like, shut up. Don't play that. You stink. Matt, do not come in then. I was like, whoa.
Buddy. Welcome to being in Old Dominion and why we have a text thread without
like,
him on.
Hi, everybody.
That was so aggressive. I did not say that. World.
With Memory Lane, I don't know who has the concept written in their phone as a note, or does it come up as you're just hanging out for the first 45 minutes of it?
That one happened to be in Jesse Joe's phone, I think. She had that title, and he had this little... We showed up, and he was already playing this guitar part. He had this beat going, and we knew we were really in love with that feel, and then she threw out that title, and with no kind of direction, and one of us said, you know, if I could buy a house on Memory Lane, and that immediately sparked everyone. Everyone got super excited, and then we just were, you know, following that idea wherever we went and just wound up at the end of the road. You know, it was truly like a journey to write it.
Is there an unspoken rule with songwriters that you don't really yell who had this idea and that idea?
No. I mean, sometimes it's sometimes you remember. I don't particularly remember in this one. We were just so, it was, you know.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think I might have said, if I could buy a house in memory lane.
I thought it was me, actually. They fight.
I know it wasn't me.
Okay, here
but
it is.
The thing is, I usually can't remember anything and just thinking, like, maybe I think so.
Well, anytime Eddie and I write a funny song, he's like, I wrote that part.
For sure.
Like,
for sure, that was me.
Relax. All right, here is Old Dominion. This new song is out. I want you to just turn it on, play it when you leave for work today, and just let it stream over and over again. You don't have to be there, yeah. Right? Just totally. Let it play in your house over and over again. If everybody does that, it's a hit. And that is the Old Dominion right there. That's awesome. That's like right down the middle for you guys. That's why I like you guys so much. Like, there's just like the insertion of my own story in that music. You guys do that a lot. You write something that is pretty universal. You write it specific, but it's like a lot of times you guys write such good songs, and I go, oh, yeah, I felt that. Sometimes I hear a good song, and I'm like, oh, that's catchy. Right. The big difference. Right. You guys do catchy songs most of the time, and I go, except for I was on a boat. I'm good. I don't need water. Don't like the beach. I'm all good. That song can whatever.
I except, get it, but not a water guy.
Yeah, except for that one. That one's called Memory Lane. I do want to play a little bit of Ain't Gotta Worry. This is new music from Old Dominion. Here you go.
Right now I ain't gotta worry. Ain't gotta worry. Ain't gotta worry in the world.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Old Dominion.
Listeners sent us questions, and we started doing uncomfortable questions from listeners. It wasn't initially approached like that, but now they know, so they send us questions that are sometimes uncomfortable. So let's see what we got here. And let's answer them honestly. Does Old Dominion have any feuds with any other country bands?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Nice.
Cadillac 3.
Well, you outnumber them, so... Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have ever heard of them. Most people haven't.
Oh.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, do they count? Do they even count?
Wow. You don't have to say what it is, but who in the band has the most expensive car?
Not me. Not Matthew anymore.
Not me anymore.
I have an RV. Does that count?
Anymore.
What does that mean?
Time's tough.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just had a little accident. But
It used to be you before the accident.
Used to be me, but yeah.
Somebody hit you or you hit them?
I hit a tree.
All by himself.
All by myself. It was very snowy and okay. Icy. And
I wasn't going to push, but I hear you.
Yeah.
He was hammered.
I was also just wasted.
That's why I wasn't going to push. I was just like, just you
case,
know, I'll sit in silence if you want to follow up.
Yeah.
But,
I'm like, how did that not make the news?
Final question. Why did Old Dominion become popular?
Good question.
I mean, we had the motto for years that this is never going to work.
And so. We also look back at some decisions that we've made, you know, creatively, like, you know, putting out an album of meows and things like that.
Love
and
that.
We wonder the same thing.
I really feel like listener. When the Grammys came out, nominations after that year, you guys were snubbed. That was a snub. Not even CMA's Grammys. I felt like it was snubbed.
Yeah, that's all good.
Let's go back in time. Let's do first hit, last hit.
Okay.
The very first hit in my mind is Break Up With Him. Is that to you guys?
Yes.
Like
yes.
This?
Definitely.
And I feel like that you guys kind of came out of revisionist history, came out of nowhere. Boom, smash hit. I'm sure that's not exactly how it happened.
No.
To the world.
Yeah.
Van and trailer, all that stuff.
When it did hit, were you surprised?
Yeah, there's an element of it that for sure. I mean, there's, you know, I remember after the on the way to the number one party for a breakup with him, I was riding in the car and my uncle was with me and he said, man, did you ever think this would happen? And I said, yeah, I had to because I would have just quit. But at the same time, you have that feeling, but you also have this, like, you can't believe.
It's a reality thing, right? Yeah, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will, for sure. But also, when it happens, you're like, golly, it's crazy.
Yeah, especially because it takes so long, like you said, all those years of just trying to do it and not having success. It starts to feel like it's never going to happen. So when it does, it is kind of a nice surprise.
Almost got it all.
But here's what I like. The greatest thing just happened. Like, the level of, oh, wow, just happened with Old Dominion because they have so many hits, they can't remember their first one.
Well, here's the thing.
That's what we aspire to do.
That's like our fans on Twitter all the time are like making fun of me all the time for not remembering the words. I forget them all the time.
Let's do the last hit.
Okay.
Hey, you know what I like about that Trevor, that last deal, the boom, dun, dun, dun. When you guys did Break Up With Him,
uh-huh.
I felt that.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Can you do that with no?
Just,
yeah. Here we go. Oh, yeah. You know what it is.
Come on, wrap up.
And then I'll say this too. It's. I think it's very underappreciated. That's a sample somebody should use. Schoolboy Q gonna come out with that in a. And then also, Brad playing. You're doing solos on acoustic.
Yeah,
and you don't have to do it now. I just love an acoustic solo.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's brave and you nail it.
Yeah, it's like you got no choice. You gotta do it.
You got no choice. Ain't that right?
His motto.
Yes.
What choice does he have?
Jeff's like, we're never gonna make it. Brad's like, we got no choice. Old Dominion, everybody.
I'm still thinking over that we're never gonna make it mantra.
Yeah.
What choice do I have?
I'm being forced to do this. All right. Last tip. What would that be?
Depending on who you ask, it was no hard feelings.
I do love no hard feelings.
Thank you.
Old Dominion, xylophone.
So good.
Do you know how to play that for real, or did you learn that specifically for that song?
This was custom made by our drum tech to only have the right notes on it.
Hilarious.
I can't really mess it up.
It's like when I play harmonica.
Yeah.
I get a harmonica that is in the exact key, and I just... and it sounds like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And the audience was like, why he plays harmonica? I'm like, no, I just blow in and out with the same mix of music.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Old Dominion.
All right, Old Dominion's all here, all of them. Hey, let's listen to them communicate right here. It's behind the scenes. What do you say, Matthew? Huh?
What's that?
What'd you communicate to him?
I was just communicating the length of the song that we were
playing. Yeah, what's the length?
First chorus is what
I believe. Love that. I like behind the scenes. It's like when they turn the mic up on the quarterback going, Blue 22, middle linebacker, he's an idiot.
You know, they
That's
should.
What I'm hearing.
Sometimes we often wish that we recorded our talkback mics on stage and are simultaneously glad that no one ever hears it.
Absolutely. Because sometimes you don't want that out at all. That's right.
What is the,
hey.
Oh, yeah,
no, you're good. What are you, we learned it. I'll tell you. It's an A minor.
I couldn't remember the words.
Hey, Jeff, see? When you went to the World Cup?
Yeah, yeah.
And you went to what?
Qatar?
Is that how they say it there, Qatar? Or
Qatar? It was very polite. No matter how you said it, they would nod.
Did you feel safe?
I did, actually. But I was lucky. The first couple of days I was with someone that had private security. So
famous?
No. My girlfriend works at McDonald's in marketing. So it's like the marketing team had.
And that went really boring. I thought it was going to be awesome. Jeff, that went really boring. Yeah.
Well,
Ronald
McDonald's pretty famous.
We had secret security. You ever seen Jason Bourne? Yeah.
Right,
well, McDonald's
exactly.
marketing has a.
You ever had a chicken nugget?
Right. Those nuggets, man, you got to protect the nugget.
Yeah.
Protect the nugget
at all costs.
Was that a fun experience?
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
All right, superlatives here. Who's the funniest person in the band?
Man, everybody
I think it
takes
changes
the ball,
day to day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody.
That's why it's fun to be in this band. Somebody cracks it.
There's no funniest.
Wit might take the cake.
Who?
I think Wit might take it on a more most consistent.
Is it because you don't expect it and then wham, Wit hits you?
It's always like a little off kilter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Who's the biggest perfectionist of the group? That sometimes it's annoying.
I'd say Brad. He's still trying to remix our first album.
Yeah. The meow wasn't perfect. Guys, this meow's a little off key. Who's the latest? Who's late the most?
That's up for debate, but the debate is between all of us against Trevor. We all say he's the latest. He says he's not.
I'm definitely not.
So it's definitely.
Here's the thing. I live in Franklin. I got like a 35, 40 minute drive every time.
I do sympathize with that.
But that does make you late.
They had to come down to a meeting in Franklin the other day, and they realized that.
We were on time, though.
We were on time. You had one drive. I
love this question.
7,000. So when there's an accident, they're like,
they start fist fighting. This is the greatest. This is the day Old Dominion broke up right here on our show.
Thanks.
Wow.
Thanks for breaking us up.
Hey, listen. I am a stickler. It doesn't happen anymore, but if we were even 1 minute late, what would happen?
Send us home. It was so annoying.
Raise your hand if you've ever been sent home.
Oh! Everybody's been sent home.
So stupid.
Now, if there was an accident.
Did you ever do it on purpose, though?
No.
If they had a flat or a kid was sick, that's different. But if you're 7 minutes late just because you decided you were.
Yeah.
Then you didn't that's respect cool. the same everything. Totally. But yeah, so.
Hey, man.
Anyway.
We never decided, not early or late. Though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Relax, everybody. We start fighting, too. Who's the most fashionable?
Say Matthew.
Say Matt.
Do you have to be, though, because you're the front?
I guess so, probably.
Finally, who's the most emotional?
Outwardly emotional?
Yeah.
I would say. Brad probably is outwardly emotional the most.
I'm about to freak out right now.
Yeah. So are you good on the song that you're about to do? I heard you asking questions.
I just couldn't remember the first line.
Okay. So we're going to do a song written by one of you guys that another singer recorded. So we're going to do just a verse and a chorus here. What did you guys choose to do and who did it?
We chose a song called Wild Hearts that me, Jennifer Wayne, and Eric Pesley wrote, and then Keith Urban actually rewrote the verses and kept our chorus and kind of rewrote the song about his own life. And yeah, so it was four of us together.
I declared this song the most screwed over song in 2022.
The most what?
Screwed over song.
Yeah.
Because it should have been a number one.
Oh, I should have.
And it was a number two. Oh, yeah. And it was as good. I mean, it was number one worthy for sure. Better.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
So here it is, the most screwed over song of 2022. Go ahead.
All right. Poor Brad.
Poor Brad.
His number two song.
You should cry out loud right now, Brad. Wow.
Hey, does it ever happen, Matthew, if you get sick, can the other guys fill in? And
We've done some shows before where I was sick.
What if you lip sync and they sing, though?
Yeah.
I mean, you really could pull that off.
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have filled it in because we do have, you know, we're lucky enough to have hits that, you know, that we've written for other people. So it's definitely been used before as like, you guys sing a couple songs so that I can take a break.
You guys know I'm a massive fan. You're welcome anytime. Thanks for humoring. And here's the thing. You brought all your instruments and we didn't want you to come bring all your instruments to play one song. Like, why, right? Why set all the way up and just do one song?
Right.
That's how I feel.
I know.
So, and then even after we go off the air, I'm going to keep them playing for my own personal enjoyment. But listen, Old Dominion Music on Instagram. I'm a huge fan. New music's great. And I have the tour here, the No Bad Vibes Tour, which is starting the 19th. Is it right?
That's
it's not restarting. It's starting.
No,
right?
It's starting.
Okay.
Yes.
So we are olddominion.com, and everywhere we are, and you're listening to this, they're all over from Green Bay to Evansville on the 19th, Champaign, Illinois on the 20th, Ottawa, Toronto, London, Ontario. So go check them out. They're awesome live and all the way to June 30th. That's it, Old Dominion. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Guys. Thank you.
And there they are.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Coming in at that number one spot, we love when somebody is a hero, and Eddie was a hero. Eddie the dad turned Eddie the hero when he broke up a fight that happened between some kids as he saw him get off a bus, and he jumped into action. So we think that makes him a pretty cool hero, especially after you hear what transpired after he broke up the fight. So yeah, maybe you're a hero. Maybe you've done this before, but I love hero stories. So if you have one, share them with me or call the show and leave a voicemail. Either way, we love hero stories. So this is Eddie, the hero.
Number one.
Everybody knows Eddie the dad. We love him. His kids even sing the song about Eddie the dad.
Eddie the dad.
But what if a dad, on a moment's notice, turns into a hero?
Hero.
Eddie, tell us what happened.
Guys, look, I'm not a hero, but look.
Hey, but that's what a hero says.
Okay.
That's what a hero says. I'm not a hero.
I was driving home, and I saw, like, a group of kids, and it looked like they had just gotten off the bus. So it's like a bus stop or whatever, and something wasn't right. And they're all huddled around something, and the closer I get, I notice there's a fight going on. So what do? I pull the car over. I get out. I make a big honk. Dun, dun. Open the door, slam it. Hey, break it up.
You and, jump out into the pile of kids?
Oh, yeah.
You risk your own safety?
As soon as I said break it up, they all looked, oh my gosh, and they all scattered like cats. And the two that were like on the ground wrestling, I was about to grab the guy that was on top. He was definitely winning. And he kind of gets up and like, oh, there, we gotta go. And they all split. And it was just me and the one that was kind of on the ground. He's like, oh man, thank you. And then he still runs off. I'm like, are you good? I'm fine. He runs off. And the guy that was beating him up yells, we're not done, bro. You just got saved.
Oh no.
And he probably saved his life though.
Yes. So I'm like, wow, that was crazy. Full of adrenaline. But then I started thinking, like, did I ruin it for the kid? Like, is now the bully or whoever was winning that fight going to find him? Like, did he get beat up 10 minutes after I left? Like, I felt like a hero at that moment.
I think he saved the kid's life, and I'd like to commend you. Wow. Woo! You stopped your car. You jumped into action. You risked your own safety, which is...
Yeah.
You didn't think about it. It was instinct.
Guys, when you're a dad and you see kids fighting, like, you just do what you do. It was instinct. I just, you know, felt I had
to do
that.
There were no other adults around?
No. It's like they had just gotten off the bus. They all had their backpacks on.
And one kid was just pounding the other kid.
Oh, yeah. Dang. Like, one was definitely winning the fight.
Nothing says like you're an old grumpy man, like breaking up a kid's fight. You have no relation to these kids. You let them fight. You let them handle their business. You don't know what
an adult, you should stop two kids from beating the crap out of each other.
You don't know what that kid did to the other kid. Like maybe he spit in his face and so the guy punched him. You breaking it up, get out of here. That is none of your business. Drive on by. Leave them alone.
Not a hero?
No. Dude.
I think you're a hero.
Look, man, I just,
you're the opposite of hero.
I did what I felt I had to do. Yeah, I'm not a hero, though, guys.
I hear you. That's what a hero says, though.
Look, I'm just a dad.
You're basically like the guy who landed the plane.
The 19-year-old, 18-year-old guy?
No, in the Hudson.
Sully?
Oh, Captain Sully.
You're the Sully of the Bobby Bone Show. Wow.
Guys.
Thank you, guys. Wow.
It's a little different. Goodness.
Yeah, Eddie.
Hero.
Wow.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
I hope you all enjoyed listening to the best bits this weekend. I know I love hanging out with you guys on the weekends. Please feel free to share this. Tag me if you have something to say. Direct message me, whatever it may be. I love talking about all these things that we crazily talk about on here, particularly when I have guests on. And Scuba and I talked about a lot of things, but we geeked out on a lot of shows and stuff that are coming out and that we've watched. So I do hope it was enjoyable, and I love doing this every single weekend, Saturdays. Am I right? Listen, I don't know. Everything's getting all blurry in my head at this point. So I love you guys. I hope you have a fabulous weekend. Bye. Hanging out with the Bobby Bone Show.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.